News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Roads that are treated are just a little slick this morning. Roads that aren't are downright treacherous, and I'll give you 2-1 that you could fall on your way out to your car this morning. Todd Pritchard, Wisconsin's Emergency Management Director.
I think this is one of those storms from the winter that never ends.
And we'll start you off with a traffic alert this morning.
Now, a Road Watch traffic alert from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Northbound on I-39 this morning, jackknife tractor trailer. It's blocking all lanes near Cedar Creek. And again, across the region, we have ice-covered roads, particularly for bridge decks and on and off areas. If you'd like accident alerts to your cell phone, text the word traffic to 39327. It's a service of WSAU and WSAU.com. Authorities have identified the gunman in the mass shooting at Fort Hood. The man believed to be responsible for the rampage is an Army Specialist Ivan Lopez, who was transferred there from the Puerto Rican National Guard after saying that he suffered a head injury. He was being tested for post-traumatic stress disorder. A base spokesman says the investigation will run its course, but there appear to be no links to organized terrorism. A late-night TV shakeup, David Letterman, is leaving.
After more than 30 years of laughs,
tonight is a big night for change in late-night television.
David Letterman announcing plans to retire sometime next year.
Paul and I will be wrapping things up and taking a hike.
Courtesy CBS and Worldwide Pants Productions, Letterman started as the host of NBC's Late Night but left after losing out to Jay Leno for the Tonight Show crown. He set up shop at CBS, becoming Leno's main rival. Other late-night hosts quickly reacting to the news, Jimmy Kimmel tweeted, "Letterman is the best there is and ever was." In New York, Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
8 municipalities in the Wausau area have reached agreements with the Marathon County Humane Society to handle stray cats. They are Wausau, Schofield, the town and village of Weston, Rothschild, Cronenwetter, Rib Mountain, and Franzen. Last year, the Marathon County Board voted to fund only stray dogs. That left individual communities to come up with stray cat plans on their own. Deer enthusiasts will want to attend the DNR's spring hearings on fish and game. Wildlife specialist Mike Zechmeister says this is the first time that deer herd updates will be a part of these meetings.
And it should be a great opportunity to give a quick update on what the deer herd is looking like in their particular county, and also to be able to give a really good briefing on changes to the deer season as a result of the Deer Trustee Report.
Those meetings are coming up, one in each county, on April 14th. We have a link at WSAU.com to find one in your area. Thick ice on lakes across central and northern Wisconsin could lead to fish kills again this year. Fisheries Management Director Mike Stagg says the next few weeks are going to be critical.
At this point, you know, the lakes have been frozen for about the amount of time that we would have seen in a normal year. So really, what happens between now and when they actually open up is going to be critical for how many lakes actually fish kill it.
Economists are expecting good news when the government's latest jobs report comes out later this morning. We'll get an update around 7:30 on the unemployment rate for the month of March. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A mixture of precipitation early on today, then some snow developing, and it could be a couple of inches through the afternoon hours, 3 to 5 inches possible in the Northwoods, a high around 35. For tonight, a few snow showers early, then decreasing clouds and a bit chilly, low down to 22. Saturday is looking quite nice with mostly sunny skies and a high of 43. Sunday becoming mostly cloudy, a bit milder, a few light rain showers possible, high 49. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
This is the kind of morning where we would expect a lot of school delays or closings. Many schools in our area are out for spring break, so that will keep any list that develops somewhat lower than it otherwise would be. Temperature is critical where you are. We're above freezing to the north of Wausau. We are right at 33 now in Rhinelander, and they're reporting a rain and snow mix. In Wausau, we're at 30 degrees, and we have a mist that in a lot of areas is freezing to area roadways. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.